So I said earlier, Glenn and I are absolutely hooked on this show on Channel 10 at the moment, The Hunted. And I don't know if you've watched it before, but there's a whole bunch of couples. They got released in Melbourne. And basically, as you said, it's like a game of hide and seek.
Big game of hide and seek.
Yeah. They've got an expert team of detectives and psychologists, and they've got to try and track down where all these people are hiding around Victoria. Saw Ballarat pop up on an episode a couple of nights ago, where this is kind of cool. Then last night, the follow-on from that, it got even better when we saw lots of cutaway shots of the Western Hotel and the big man down at the Western Hotel, Dan Cronin, down there. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
No worries.
Now, you decided you were going to harbour some of these fugitives.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Absolutely.
How did this come about?
Look, it was just by chance, Jules. I was actually down getting a haircut with Ange and the crew down at Hair on Sturt, just down the block from the Western Hotel.
Yep.
And there was a quite a unique-looking fella in there that I hadn't seen before doing a haircut, and it happened to be one of the fugitives, happened to be Rob. So it all evolved from there. So it really came about. So it's a big kudos to Ange and her crew at Hair on Sturt.
That's so crazy. So, Dan, you got your haircut, though?
Yes, I did, mate. Yes.
Nice, yeah, thank you. Yeah. And so these guys were in the hairdressers, and were they getting haircuts or they were giving haircuts?
They were giving them, weren't they?
Yeah. Oh. Rob was giving haircuts and Jake was doing some odd jobs out the back.
Now, I love this. So you've offered them free board at the top of the Western Hotel for them to work in the bar for a little bit, right?
Yeah, that's right. They helped us set up for a function that night and did a bit of a tidy up around the place, served a few beers and taught them how to make coffees and things. So.
Bit of fun, right?
Yeah, it was heaps of fun. Yeah, we had a lot of fun. They were great guys, really, really good guys. So.
Not only that, you put in the Western on national TV. It looked amazing on the telly last night.
It looked fantastic, didn't it? And even the streetscape of Ballarat, you know, when they were following the hunters, the ground hunters around Ballarat.
Yes.
And, with the drone shots and the overhead shots and the helicopter and everything else, it just looked fantastic. Ballarat just comes up so beautiful on television. It's just wonderful to see.
Obviously, they did shoot it at a slightly warmer time of the year.
Oh, yeah.
They did indeed. As you can tell by the guys walking around in shorts and T-shirts. So it was definitely warmer.
Yeah.
Definitely warmer.
It kind of puts us on the map a little bit again. You know, people know us for Sovereign Hill and maybe the lake and the Olympics. But when they see it on telly, they're like, oh, wow, Ballarat, it's beautiful because it is.
It does look really nice.
Yeah, it does. It looks fantastic. And national events like that or whether they're TV shows or sporting events, whatever it is, oh, it just comes up so beautifully on television, doesn't it? It's just great.
Do need to grill you about one thing, though, Dan. You gave up the boys very easily. You're watching the other people along the way and they're like, no, I don't know who you're talking about. And most of them are usually pretty, like, keeping a really good poker face. You're like straight up, nah, I drove them to the train station.
The power of production.
No,
I definitely said that, but the time frame may not have been as close as what they were.
Gotcha.
By the time they spoke to me, they were a fair way behind the boys, but they were certainly obviously, when they caught the other couple, Sonny Joe, and they literally, that was the same day. So
that's
they
crazy.
Were at the train station at a similar time.
Yep.
So it was pretty close that they were nearly caught, but obviously they weren't, which was great.
Okay, so the power of great editing on TV then.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Well, you did look good on telly, Dan. I tell you what, you got a face for TV.
Yeah, well, I thought I had a better head for radio. So
oh, no!
Never, Dan. It was absolutely wonderful to see you and the Western on TV last night on The Hunted. And you know what? Those tacos yesterday were delicious too. Thanks so much.
Good on you. Thanks, Jules. Yeah, it was great. We had a lot of fun. The guys were really, really heaps of fun. So, and just fantastic to get Ballarat back on the national TV.
Love it. Thanks so much for the chat,
good
Dan.
Good on you. Thanks, guys.